Sully wondered if he could have given that nod himself. He thought not. He thought if it had come down to him, Clemson and Malenfant and those other fuckheads would have killed until their ammo ran out. Wasn't that pretty much what the men under Calley and Medina had done? But Diefenbaker was no William Calley, give him that. Diefenbaker had given the little nod. Slocum nodded back, then raised his rifle and blew off Ralph Clemson's head. At the time, Sully had thought Clemson got the bullet because Slocum knew Malenfant too well. Slocum and Malenfant had smoked more than a few local leaves together, and Slocum had also been known to spend at least some of his spare time hunting the bitch with the other Hearts players. But as he sat here, rolling Diefenbaker's Dunhill cigarette between his fingers, it occurred to Sully that Slocum didn't give a shit about Malenfant and his local leaves, Malenfant's favorite card game, either. There was no shortage of bong or card games in Vietnam. Slocum picked Clemson because shooting Malenfant wouldn't have worked. Malenfant, screaming all his bullshit about putting heads up on sticks to show the Kong what happened to people who fucked with Delta Lightning, was too far away to get the attention of the men splashing and squashing and shooting their way down that muddy street. Plus, old Mama's son was already dead, so what the fuck, let him carve on her. Now, Dief was Diefenbaker, a bald computer salesman who had quit going to the reunions. He gave Sully a light with his Zippo, then watched as Sully drew the smoke deep and coughed it back out. "Been a while, hasn't it?" Diefenbaker asked. 2 years, give or take. You want to know the scary thing? How fast you get back into practice. I told you about the old lady, huh?
Yeah.
When?
I think it was the last reunion you came to, the one on the Jersey Shore, the one when Durgan ripped that waitress's top off. That was an ugly scene, man.
Was it? I don't remember.
Yeah, we were shit-faced by then.
Of course he had been. That part was always the same. Come to think of it, all parts of the reunions were always the same. There was a DJ who usually left early because someone wanted to beat him up for playing the wrong records. Until that happened, the speakers blasted out stuff like Bad Moon Rising and Light My Fire and Give Me Some Lovin' and My Girl. Songs from the soundtracks of all those Vietnam movies that were made in the Philippines. The truth about the music was that most of the grunts Sully remembered used to get choked up over The Carpenters or Angel of the Morning. That stuff was the real Bush soundtrack. Always playing as the men passed around fatties and pictures of their girlfriends, getting stoned and all weepy-goopy over One Tin Soldier, popularly known in the green as the theme from Fuckin' Billy Jack. Sully couldn't remember hearing The Doors once in Vietnam. It was always the Strawberry Alarm Clock singing Incense and Peppermints. On some level, he had known the war was lost the first time he heard that fucking piece of shit on the commissary jukebox.